What's going on, everybody? I know you haven't heard my voice in mad long. It's been a few months, but a lot's been going on. Got to keep you updated what's going on in my life and around the world. But let's get into it. So I've really been around because, you know, at the time I was doing, you know, finals for school and exams. So, you know, I had to focus and lock in and finish the semester strong, which I had A's and B's as I'm currently in my last year. I won't be done till the fall of this year. So basically before the year's done, I'll be graduating. And I'm, you know, I currently major in media arts, as they call it, but I really want to be a sports analyst. Anybody who really knows me, that's what I want to do. So that's an update on that. And, you know, it's a new year, 2021. 2020 is finally over. What a disaster it has been, from the pandemic to lost lives of many corona cases. Basically, I feel like 2020 was a disaster. Once Kobe died in the beginning of 2020, that's when everything just went downhill from there. The year just got worse and worse. And, you know, we really couldn't catch a break, and it was hard, you know. Me, personally, I felt, you know, I wasn't really myself. When I say that, I mean, like, I was, you know, I had my moments where I was just sad and I was thinking because, you know, I lost some loved ones myself. And, you know, the year was just kind of depressing. And I don't ever want to experience another year like that or go through something like that. You know, this is definitely the worst year I've experienced in my 21 years of living. And this would be one of the most talked about years for a long time. You know, stories we'll tell our kids and grandkids, you know, what we went through in 2020. And hopefully, you know, the world gets better soon and quick. But, updates, took my the written test for the driving. I passed it. I'm currently practicing driving, take my road test March 11th, which is around the corner, in a good like 2.5 weeks. And yeah, I know it probably said, why I wait so long, you know, but you know, I could have been had my license, but I was being real lazy. But because where I lived down in Jersey City, it was transportation, and I didn't really take it serious. But once I moved to South Jersey and I saw that I needed a car to get around, I decided to get on it, and now I'm one step closer to getting my car and license. Updates, as we saw what happened with the Capitol, with the attack of the white people attacking the Capitol, which was ridiculous, all because Trump is out of office. Like I said, this was Obama or just black people in general, we definitely got arrested, attacked, all that, like we did with the riots and stuff like that. But since they're white, you know, white supremacy kicked in and they got away with it, which is real crazy and absurd. But this is how America has always been when it comes to raciality and class. Like I said, it wasn't really never that serious. I mean, I guess people really wanted him to win and people thought he got cheated. But he lost fair and square. Joe Biden played a fair game and he beat Trump and got him out of office. And like I said, hopefully with him in office, things will get better and this corona will go away sometime. I'm not saying soon, but hopefully in the next year or two, we can somehow hopefully go back to normal, because I know I'm not the only one, but I'm tired of wearing masks everywhere I go. You know, every time I go outside, I gotta wear masks in stores and all that. Like, I'm tired of breathing through a mask. Like, I just want to breathe fresh air without wearing a mask. I know I'm not the only one. But what else has happened? As we know, it was Kobe year. Been a year since Kobe died last month, which is sad, and I still can't believe he's gone. I just feel like everything just happened so fast, and it didn't feel real, because the night before he was just at the game. Well, not at the game, but he tweeted on Twitter and congratulated LeBron for passing him and scoring. And then the next morning I wake up and hear he's dead, and I thought it was fake at first. But, you know, there was multiple sources and reports saying that, you know, he was part of the crash, him and his daughter and 7 other victims, which is, you know, he impacted the world, basketball world, and all around the world. Like, he was really known like an icon figure, like globally known around the world, which is, you know, it's great to leave a legacy like that. You know, if you want to go out, you know, everybody wants to die leaving a legacy. You know, unfortunately, he died at a young age, but he left a mark and legacy, which people will forget and will be talked about forever. So that's how you really want to go out. And I just hope everybody's safe, being safe out here, you know, not catching nothing, you know, wearing your mask, social distancing, because, you know, like I said, we're still in a pandemic. And we don't really need any more lives being lost than it already is. And, you know, keep your family safe and protect your family, friends, and loved ones at all costs, because you just never know when anybody's time is coming. They could be here one day and be gone the next. That's how the world really works. And, you know, you have to value family. Even if you're beefing or even from bad terms with somebody, you definitely want to fix that, because once death hits, you don't want to regret, live with that regret. Oh, you know, I wish we could have fixed that. Wish we did this differently. You don't want to live with that regret. Feel bad. So while they're here now, appreciate them and fix any beef you have with your family, or try to get through it somehow, some way. Because, like I said, once they're gone, it's gone. There's no coming back. And the sports world, as we know, Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl was very disappointing. It didn't live to my expectations. I thought the game would have been a lot better, but, you know, it was highly anticipated. It was a highly, you know, going to be a high scoring game, you know, a lot of points on the board, but the Chiefs didn't really show up to play. Out of all games, they didn't show up to play, and Mahomes played bad, and Tampa Bay defense locked up, and Tom Brady outplayed Mahomes, and the better team won, which was Tampa, and now Tom Brady has 7 rings, which, you know, like I said, you can hate Tom Brady all you want, but you can't knock him for his accomplishments, and he's definitely the most accomplished quarterback in the NFL, and definitely is the GOAT, one of the GOATs when it comes to NFL. It will be a Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. But yeah, I was hoping Chiefs and Mahomes went back to back. You know, I picked them to win the Super Bowl. I picked them to go there, and they disappointed me. But it is what it is. Now that football is over, we have the NBA season, in which the All-Star game is coming up soon. And as y'all know, anybody that knows me, I'm a Lakers fan. I've always been a Lakers fan since forever. And I believe my team is going to go back to back. I believe that. You know, I know Anthony Davis isn't playing right now, but I feel like once he comes back, I feel like we have the chance to go back to back. But without him, we don't have a chance. But I feel like with him, we do. So that's just that. Trying to think anything else that could be spoken about. I mean, like I said, I'm currently in school in my spring semester, trying to finish up strong. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet after college. I haven't really decided that. I've been thinking about going to grad school, but I don't know yet. I have to look into that. But it's crazy how fast 4 years go by. Like, I felt like I just graduated high school, like, yesterday. Like, I was just walking into college my first semester. You know, I just turned 18. I was just coming to college, and now I'm about to be 22 and almost done with school. It's crazy. You know, I'm about to face the real world, and the real world can definitely be scary. But at the end of the day, I have to do what I have to do to accomplish my goals and what I want to accomplish in life. And I have people depending on me, and I don't want to, you know, let anyone down. Just, you know, let anyone down that has my support. I mean, let anyone down that is supporting me. Because, like I said, at the end of the day, I want to accomplish things in life, travel the world, take care of my parents when it's all said and done, you know, take care of people I love, my friends, close friends that have been with me since day one, stuff like that. So, you know, life is definitely an experience and a journey that you only, I want to say you only get one chance at life, because there's definitely been people who have gotten multiple chances at life. Definitely change their life around, or, you know, people who made mistakes haven't got another chance, another shot. So I don't want to say it's one shot, but you do only live life once, so you do want to make the best of it. and not waste any opportunity that comes at you, any blessings that come at you, because all it takes is one shot, one opportunity to change everything you ever want, you want, and to seize the moment. So that's a little quick little update of what's going on, and really, I just wish everybody the best, and I'll be back more. I'll be back on here more, because I know I've been away for a while, so I'll definitely get back on schedule. Even though I'm in school, I'll still make time to push out these episodes and just talk to you guys about some things that's going on in the world. So, thank you for your time. It's not really long, but like I said, it's my first day back. I ain't want to make it too long, but stay tuned for more.